Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
9:15 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show right here on The Fan. Tiger Woods recovering from a lengthy surgery to repair significant injuries to his right leg. Joining us right now, part of the Believe in Tiger podcast, he is Cam Rogers. Good morning to you, Cam.
What's going on, guys? Certainly a really bizarre and difficult last 24 hours. There's no doubt about it, but seems like things are better than what we originally thought, so that is the good news.
Now, well, you do enlighten us on that, because now, we heard not life-threatening, but now when you talk about putting rods in his leg and all the things that were described online, you wonder whether career ending. Now, listen, his life is much more important, don't get me wrong, but Tiger is one of the biggest sports figures of his generation, so that's one of the things that we wonder about as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Tiger Woods does not move the needle, guys. He is the needle in the game of golf. He means so much, from just play on the field or the course, if you will, to media jobs such as myself. I mean, it really was a difficult news report to see. I was recording an episode, actually, and I wasn't checking my phone. And then right after recording, I saw the news and I was like, what? So, you know, there were some reports out there. I mean, this is classic, you know, who's going to be first to report what situation. And then we find out that a lot of things didn't actually happen. For example, the jaws of life weren't used or anything of that sort. There are reports out there. Again, I'm not reporting, but there are reports that he was in a rush to meet with Drew Brees and Justin Herbert to do a playing lesson for Golf TV, part of Discovery. I don't know. But the reality is he is going to have a very uphill climb in terms of his recovery. You're absolutely right about the rods and all that. That's only going to make this recovery longer for him. I was told by somebody that a soft tissue injury is actually the worst part, because that will take the longest to heal. And it's very possible that he won't be playing golf for a very long time. And forget about Tiger Woods, the golfer, for a second, guys. I just want him to be able to play with his kids. You know what I mean? Just do the mundane things. This poor guy has gone through so many episodes of adversity in terms of back surgeries and really not being able to bend down. And now he has this happen to him. It really is a difficult sight. And hopefully he is recovering as fast as he can. But he means everything to the game, guys. Make no mistake.
Yeah, one of my, not to really pound on the media too much, but one of these that really pissed me off watching the coverage was the fascination with this jaws of life issue, and they were like pressing the sheriff, like, was it you? They said, no. Well, why was that said? And like, first of all, this is such civilian ignorance, because the jaws of life is a machine, it's something that pries open, you know, metal when you have to get, they use the Halligan tool. That's an enormous crowbar. Use that to force entry in the same. It's the same. It's not the same device, obviously, but it's a problem, because that means they had to bend a lot of metal to get him out of there if using a Halligan tool. So it just really pissed me off to watch all this yesterday. The fact is, he was injured badly. Hey, what do you think is? I mean, this is hard to speculate, but he's been talking a lot. Like, I was getting the impression he may be considering retirement, despite how strong he is. He's been through a lot. The obvious stuff with his wife and then the back surgeries. And as strong as he is, he's a strong man. Your body betrays you at some point. And now with this, with compound fractures and the like, and who knows what other kind of damage to nerves and soft tissue. Happy he's alive, as you said. But how do you think this, you know, portends for his golf career?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be really difficult. And one thing that was not mentioned in the statement from Tiger's team was his back that he recently just got operated on, you know, not too long ago. So it's like, how's that doing along with his lower extremities, right? So it's going to be extremely difficult. I couldn't help but think about, you know, Alex Smith, for example. We all know where we were when we saw that injury, and we're all going to remember yesterday as well with Tiger Woods. Look, yeah, I mean, I was watching the interview with Jim Nantz during the Genesis Invitational last weekend, guys, and I won't lie, I was very pessimistic about his chances to play the Masters this year. Obviously, that's now a moot point. But that interview overall was a little off to me. Tiger really didn't seem all there. And he just has so many responsibilities now outside of the ropes. We're talking about his foundation, his kids, his girlfriend, his course design business, and he was hosting the event last weekend. So, I mean, all this fatigue is just going to wear on you mentally and perhaps, you know, extrapolate to his back as well. And it's just really a difficult situation for him. So in terms of his career, it's going to be extremely difficult. But, hey, we have written off Tiger Woods before, guys, and he has come back roaring, Masters champion 2019, won the tour championship back in 2018. So who's to say he can't come back? I certainly will not say that. But, again, there's going to be a lot of adversity thrown his way during rehab and what have you. This is probably the lowest valley he has had to deal with, and, God, we're all pulling for him. There's no doubt about that.
Hey, Cam, before the accident, where did you think Tiger Woods was in his career? Because it seemed like he had a couple of good outings last year and maybe back onto his way of, I don't know if he's winning tournaments, but playing some competitive golf.
Yeah, I mean, I think the reality of Tiger's schedule these days is the four championships, the four major championships, maybe the Players and a couple other tournaments, and that's really it. He has really condensed his schedule now because he just has to take care of that back and not leave anything to chance on a random PGA Tour event. So in terms of 2020, I thought he had an okay year. Obviously, when you juxtapose it to 2019, it's kind of hard to meet those expectations. But, you know, I thought he had a chance to contend at the Masters this year if he were to be able to play. I thought he would have had a chance at the Open Championship later this summer. I think the British Open really sets up well for him and his game. But, you know, you guys bring up the retirement talk, and it's interesting because you have to wonder at what point, guys, does he hit that tipping point where it's like, it's just not worth it. I want to be able to do the little things every single day and not have to worry about my back, not have to worry about what's going to happen on the golf course. And so it really is going to be an interesting next 6 to 12 months, if you will, in terms of Tiger looking at himself in the mirror and saying to himself, all right, is this it? And I really don't know what he's going to say. He loves the game. He loves his kids. He loves, you know, Charlie loving the game, if you will. We saw him at the PNC Championship not too long ago. So there still is that aspect to golf that he really does enjoy. But in terms of PGA Tour competitive golf, it's hard to see it happening anytime soon.
There he is, Cam Rogers, Believe in Tiger podcast. Thanks a lot for your time, Cam.
Hey, appreciate you guys. Have a good day.
Thank you, too. 410-583-1057. It's been reported, and there were no signs of braking, no skid marks or anything at the accident. Do you make anything out of that?
Yeah, so, I mean, what I make out of this was, again, this, I'm going to wait for the accident investigators to come back, and this is going to take weeks. People were speculating about this, and, you know, no brake marks, no skid marks. Yeah, that's true, but that's all I know is that was a very notorious stretch of road where cars go down routinely, and they have a lot of problems with accidents over there, single-car accidents. It's also, you know, out in the wilderness where there are coyotes running around. People speculate a coyote may have run in front of the car. He swerved a bit and lost control. That's all we know right now. I mean, you know, it sounds like he didn't slam on his brakes. So to me, it indicates, you know, no other vehicle involved. He didn't try to avoid something. So may have just lost control of the car on a very, very dangerous stretch of road, and it went 700 feet down to that ravine. You know, severe accident. But I like waiting for the, you know, the experts, because I was really getting angry at the media yesterday. There was a woman, I can't remember, I was watching all the news, I was bouncing, I can't remember if it was Fox or CNN or whoever was really pissing me off, but she was asking me the stupidest questions, you know, and trying to make, you know, like, as if, like, the sheriff's department was, you know, withholding information. They know nothing at this point. They know absolutely nothing. All they know is that they respond to a car accident and it happened to be Tiger Woods. It would have been anybody. They still do the same thing. They extricate him, they put him on a backboard, take him to a hospital. That's all you know right now. But they want answers immediately. Just, you know, it really pissed me off.
Ed, how How difficult is it to try to, because, I mean, a lot of situations, like the Kobe Bryant thing, and when you're trying to get information to the family before they hear it through the media, and, you know, I mentioned that Britney Spears documentary, and they were like, oh, we're sorry, if she would have said she didn't want us to take pictures of her and this and that, and, like, people just want to get the information, get it out there as quickly as possible and try to make a buck off of it. But, I mean, how difficult is it to try to, you know, you want to relay the information appropriately so the family knows before they find out on Twitter or Facebook or somewhere?
It's very hard because, you know, only because of social media, it makes it very, very difficult because people get little scraps of it. They call somebody and, you know, we see it in hard news and we see it in sports. People want to be first. They couldn't give a rat's ass about being right. They just want to be first. And that's the difficulty now. You've got this very sensitive bit of information. You want to notify the family because, you know, there's misinformation out there. I mean, I tell you, I'm going to bring it back to myself. It's just, Wally Williams thought I was dead when having a motorcycle accident. He had information. Somebody called and said, you hear Eddie had a fatal accident? Like, this is how bad it gets when people start playing telephone with these things.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's really awful. People need to shut up. Just shut up and let the pros handle this, and you'll get your information so you can gossip. But right now, I mean, Tiger Woods or not, you got a man with kids who's in very bad shape in a hospital. Let's all pray for him. Let's hope he gets better. Like, you know, the way they were talking about him yesterday is like he wasn't a human being. You know,
was he on drugs? What was, you know, it's just,
yeah,
like,
it was all that.
The speculation.
Yeah. Was he on drugs? You know, he's had drinking issues before. Was there alcohol? I don't know. I have no idea. All I know is 7:21 in the morning when it happened. That's all I know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.